Now, the Knights of the Golden Circle, did they fade away?
They did not fade away.
Are they still here?
Yes. I say that in the sense that some of these depositories of gold that are out there that we know about have sentinels protecting them today. Bob Brewer, my co-author, who the book is largely about, is a firsthand witness to that, as are others, that some of these sites are still being protected. Are they being protected by the government? I don't think so, because these people who have approached Bob and others have never identified themselves as government people.
You are saying that in the United States today, these huge hoards of gold and silver and other treasures that they may have accumulated are hidden away, and that they are being protected with armed sentinels or guards?
Yes, that's our theory, that the very big ones, not the small cash and carry treasures that have been found, are enormous, tens of millions or more, hundreds of millions of dollars worth, and they are being protected. People ask, well, has there been a recovery of a big one? And I would suggest to your listeners that they look into a site called Victoria Peak, which we can talk about in detail, which is at the White Sands Missile Base. In the 1930s, a hunter stumbled upon this, went into the cavern, and recovered bars of gold. He later got killed over some sort of disagreement with somebody, and then the government expanded its base to cover that area in New Mexico and eventually seized that money. And it was a huge depository of money. And it involved Maximilian, who was an ally of the KGC and was put in power in Mexico by the governments of France and Austria.
Well, the tentacles go everywhere, Warren.
Absolutely, and they really do. In that case, the Victoria Peak, I don't really want to get into the details, but it's certainly that tentacle wrapped around high places in Washington. I'll leave it at that.
That's incredible. Just incredible. Now I know why we didn't have time in 1 hour to talk with you about this. Well, these caverns that, let's say, are being guarded right now, aware by our government? I would assume. How could these caverns go unnoticed?
Well, they're in extremely remote places. They're not marked other than by very discreet hieroglyphic-type carvings and whatnot, and they're deep. These are engineering feats. They go down 100 or more feet, and they're built into the sides of mountains. We've seen diagrams of these things, and they're just amazing.
I just got a call from someone from West Virginia who said his grandfather told him about a cave when he was younger that had treasures in it and that had strange hieroglyphic-type markings on it.
Well, I wanted to comment on that. Let me just tell you, George, that after I appeared on your show with you 2 months ago, I got a huge number of emails and phone calls, and they were the same. Listen to this real briefly. I just listened to your show on Coast to Coast. I was stunned to hear the descriptions of the hiding places of the treasures. At a site on my father's ranch south of Brownwood, Texas, there's a large rock about 3 feet across with a figure 7 engraved, a turtle carved over the entrance, and an S-shaped snake with talk of silver and weapons stored nearby. Now, that was just one. I got another one from the Ouachitas, north of where Bob Brewer lives. Looks like a cross between English and hieroglyphic writing. Now, I can't tell you enough how huge this story is. And for me as a journalist, it's fantastic to get corroboration independent of my own research with Bob. These hieroglyphics are exactly that. The Knights of the Golden Circle were a very secretive organization that was Confederate and advanced Masonic, high-degree masonry was involved. And they used the symbols of masonry and Rosicrucianism and others, which are very esoteric. And so you might think that they were, you know, Native American symbols. You might think that they were ancient Egyptian or Phoenician.
Right, right. That maybe we were visited, like the last caller said.
Right, but the whole magic of this organization was they were experts in communicating through arcane esoteric symbolism, and that would throw off the average person. And it was never done in plain text.